Well, Ben, welcome back to another year of talking Maine hockey here on Downtown. Really excited that the season's begun. You've had three games under your belt, nice sweep of RPI and an exhibition against New Hampshire. Of the things you like best, what are they, I guess, so far?
I think we have a lot of depth in our team, which is, you know, it's much more than we've had the last 2 years. So, you know, we feel we can put anybody that's in our lineup on the ice and they can do positive things for us. And that's, as a coach, that's a good feeling. And over time, hopefully allows you to, you know, play at an intensity level that, you know, that puts you over the top, because you can keep going and going and going for 60 minutes a night, hopefully. So I think in the long run, it will really help us.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, your first line is really good, mm-hmm. and your second line is really good. But I was impressed with the fourth line in the fact that you didn't feel that drop-off we used to feel between second and fourth, where we'd say, well, we have two good second lines, and that's it.
Yeah.
Because they seemed, I mean, they were really competing. I'm sure you see mistakes that the rest of us don't see and the like, but How do you keep that intensity with that third and fourth line going, besides playing them?
Well, they're, you know, everyone's just trying to make the lineup, and that's, yeah. you know, when you have depth in your program, you have to go out and play well. You have to play well in practice every day, and that's for our forwards, for our D, and for our goaltenders. You know, like, we were without our freshman goalie on the weekend, Elvin Boya, who is a very good goaltender. And is going to push Victor this year, as Ken Connor and Ron Whitson. So it's, you know, that's how you keep that level up, is like, when you get a chance to play, you have to go out and deliver. And I think, you know, we have that built in now, where, you know, the last few years it was, you know, they're, you know, our first or second line, and then you're trying to you know, mix and match and find some pairings, whether it's D pairings or lines that can get you through the game now, or we're trying to find the best, you know, the best 12 forwards and 6 or 7 D and goaltender that can help us win the game. And that mentality shift is what I, so far, has been good. So,
well, you've added great talent with the Nadeau brothers. I mean, anybody that's watched, and I've been to all three games, and sees that. They still look to me like they play like they're in juniors sometimes. They haven't quite figured out the college game yet, but incredibly talented. That also has got to be an interesting setup for a coach, because you know people are going to start focusing on that first line. Mm-hmm. Does that help you on the back end?
Yeah, I mean, if it provides a matchup issue for teams, you know, like, I think everyone will handle it differently. I mean, the reality of it is, like, everyone in our league has players, right? Like, you know, we've been trying to match up with everyone else. Is how do we, you know, take care of BU or BC or Merrimack or UMass or Providence, Northeast. So now, you know, obviously, I think we have, you know, in a perfect world, we'd have four lines that are matchup problems for teams. And it was good to see, you know, us get some scoring from other places this weekend. You know, Harrison Scott had a really good weekend. Thomas Friel had a good weekend. You know, Nolan Renwick's line with Donovan and Benny were really solid, especially as the game went on the second night.
Yeah.
You know, Cole Hansen and Nick Niemo and you know, Felix Trudeau and Sully Scholey, who got in there a little bit more on Friday. Like, these guys are good players, you know, so, like, our goal is to keep developing them and have four lines of guys that can play. And when you have four lines of guys that can play, you can win every night. And that's, yeah.
And it's great to have Brandon Holt back, because the second half of last season, you guys really missed him. And he seems to really spark the team when he gets on the ice.
He just does everything really well for us. And he just goes about his business, you know, quietly. And, you know, he's kind of like a David Brazil You know, they might not get a ton of fanfare every night, but what they do on the ice is so valuable, and there's so much substance behind it. So, yeah, it was it's been good to have him.
Yeah, that you bring up Brazil. That having two guys like that out there allows you to play new people with them when you need to. Mm-hmm. What are you seeing in the new D that you brought in?
they've all been solid, you know. Like, the nice thing is, you know, obviously Luke Antonacci and Grayson Arna and Brandon Chabrier, those guys have had a year of play under their belt, as does, you know, Brandon, obviously, having that injury at the end of last year. So you're not necessarily relying, like last year we were relying on our freshmen that have never played to go out and help us try to win, and that's a tough ask.
Yeah.
And they did a really good job of it as young kids. And now those guys have some veteran presence back there, so we're not asking Ryan Hopkins, who didn't, you know, was sick last weekend, and, you know, Liam Lezakowski and Bodie Knowles, like these guys, we're not asking these guys to go out and hold the fort for us. We're asking them to, you know, develop, learn, get better, take advantage of opportunities that they get, but and they've all done a good job of that. You know, different situations, obviously, but you know, obviously now we have some returners that can come back and maybe show those guys the ropes a little bit.
Well, yeah, I was very impressed with how calm the D was for this early in the season. You know, I mean, everybody makes mistakes, but usually early in the season they're like 12,000 bad passes or turnovers or whatever. That didn't happen. You know, maybe some of the younger guys didn't play as well as the older guys, but. How important is, I mean, I think I know the answer, but how important is it to you to always have the new, the sort of new, and the veterans? And is that how you keep a program in motion?
Well, I think it's how you keep your culture in motion. Like, you know, this is the first time we have 11 new players on the team, which is still a lot of new players, but you also have 16 guys or 17 or whatever that number is that have been here a year, if not two, with our staff. So those are the guys carrying the, you know, I mean, I think this year, you know, the first weekend we're so much further ahead than we have in the last 2 years in the first weekend, because those guys know what our standard, what, you know, what we're asking of them, how, you know, what's acceptable and what's not. They pass that to the other players. And that's the big part that, you know, that was good to see last weekend, and we'll need to be continue to be, hopefully, as we try to sustain this thing throughout this year and into the future.
So this weekend you're on the road.
Next weekend.
You're on the road. You're off this weekend. Yeah. That's right. Next weekend you're on the road. You come back in the middle of November. I have not seen the Alfond like it was Saturday night in a long time, a very long time. And it seemed to me that the team played right off that. When they came out and that noise began on Saturday, they were, boom, right into it.
Yeah.
Does that help in recruiting?
Yeah. It's a huge thing. Because it was Thursday, Friday, actually. Felt like
Thursday, Friday. You're right. I'm sorry.
Like, we were able to, you know, to have some players come visit that normally couldn't on weekends, so especially on Thursday night than Friday. But it's the best atmosphere in college hockey, no, hands down. And it was electric in there even both nights. Thursday night was a kind of an odd opener, but it was great in there. And I hope the community and the fans and the school know how much we appreciate that. And you know, obviously, I think, you know, we're going to do everything we can to make that experience for people to come to this rink as good as it can be. And I think the new scoreboards and the sound and the glass, like, we have to take care of the people to take care of our program. And the school is recognizing that. And we're going to continue to, you know, to make that experience for anyone that comes to this game, to our games, as awesome as it can be, because for our players, it's second to none. So we appreciate them tremendously.
Well, I appreciate the time, Coach, and we'll check back with you next week.
Awesome. Thank you.
Thanks, Ben.